Yeah, turn his knob. Turn his knob.
That's the button we're after right there.
No, turn his knob.
Mess with all the knobs.
What's up, party people? It's the Flaming Zonkey Podcast for Tuesday, April the 30th of 2019. The Flaming Zonkey Podcast, the only podcast dedicated to the discussion of the Oculus Quest, if we had one!
Like it's my fault. Damn, dude.
Which we
like
don't.
Like it's my fault.
Sorry, folks.
April 30th, huh? That date had a special spot in my heart.
Hi, I'm your host, Amiaro. Drayla's here. Bobley's here. Burz is here. Didge is here. Like, I don't know.
Apparently, we're kind of playing mass suicide over the
whole... I didn't mean for Mark Zuckerberg to let you down.
Oh, my God.
I got the red Solo cup.
That guy is not a good...
He is a bad speaker.
Yeah.
He is not a Steve Jobs.
He is not... Mark Zuckerschmuck.
Man. So what we're talking about. The Quest, the Oculus Quest, is the new standalone VR. It's like the Go, but stronger and better.
6 degrees of freedom.
And it has the controllers.
It's sort of the halfway point between the Go and the Rift, I would say.
I think it's further than half.
But it's between
the Go and the Rift. Standalone, so, like the Go,
maybe two-thirds.
Plays most of the things like the Rift.
Yes. Yeah.
Fair summation?
Yeah. So there are 3/5 of the people in this room are rather excited about...
Yeah, I didn't hear Burr's...
The Quest.
One peep from
him. I don't know yet.
So today is the beginning of the Facebook Developers Conference.
F8. Oh, let's hear about the...
Why is it called F8?
Facebook... Well, F7 was last year.
8 degrees of disappointment.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
There's counting.
Because they had the fate of Oculus in
there. Okay. I didn't know the 8 was like a... No, incrementing
it's
number.
Just sequential.
Yeah.
Or you turn it over, it's like the infinity amount of time we're going to be waiting for that.
So when the Go came out.
You want to hear about the WhatsApp and the latest.
Yeah. When the Go came out, they announced it at the Facebook conference, right?
Yes.
And then it was out that day. F7.
Seven, yes.
And then it was out.
Yeah, he's like, hey, we've got this standalone headset. Gives one to everybody in the audience.
Yep.
Said, hey, go like buy them. They're there.
Go to the store and buy one.
Yep. Everybody
so
gets
the
one.
So they've been leading up to F8 with this countdown, this Quest countdown.
Without a number
associated with it at all.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we're counting down, but no amount. But it's...
How do you count down?
So they had a countdown, but it wasn't counting anything?
There's no number.
It's Facebook. It doesn't make sense. So... Today,
every Wednesday, you'll get updates on the on
every
the countdown.
So what was the update on the countdown last Wednesday?
Here's some social apps that are coming to the Quest.
Yeah, that was it. So anyway,
and I'm sorry if you wanted to. We know you're really excited about. Last week was worse.
Yeah,
we know you're excited about finding out what date it is. So we're going to say that it's redacted, and that was redacted.
Yeah, we tried. We really tried. So, today is the big thing.
So they tortured you with the fact that the countdown wasn't counting down to anything. Yeah.
Past couple days, Best Buys around the country have been getting the displays. They've been putting up the displays. They have the display model. I guess they're non-functional, but...
They're not. They're just shelves, but still.
But they've been putting up the displays. There's shelf space in all these Best Buys, right? There's history of it coming out on the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they start their little conference today, and then Mark Zuckerberg talks about WhatsApp.
Well, it was leading up to this. It was like waking up with no snow, man, on the ground.
Yeah.
You know what? I should wake up to at least a picture of a box at a Best Buy somewhere.
Right, somewhere. Someone leaked it somewhere.
So, yeah.
But it hadn't, nothing had leaked.
And then
nothing.
10 o'clock, East Coast, Best Buys are opening.
Nobody's seen anything. Yeah. So Zuckerberg talks for like an hour about just the fucking most worthless horse shit.
And there you are.
It's his speech about privacy.
Yeah.
He wants to...
Oh, boy.
We're going to have secret conversations.
Yeah.
And you can... I don't even know. I didn't listen to
Facebook
it. I couldn't take it.
Facebook has been given a be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Or a town center to talk. Now we need our, you know, our.
Oh God! It just room, it made me want to barf.
Groups. Yeah, I did.
Everything he said made me want to barf. And there's these people in the crowd, and like the crowd didn't even seem like they really wanted to be there.
Has anyone pointed out they to were just hoping that to get nobody free really shit. Likes Facebook anymore?
Yeah. Well, so this was the developers conference. So it would be people that are writing apps for Facebook.
Yeah, but even they're not excited.
Which I can't even think.
Do they care either?
Man, I can't think of a more soulless fucking job at this point than writing Facebook apps. Like, if. So you're a developer.
Oh, there's going to be a desktop Facebook app. Guys, stop.
Yeah.
Stop the presses.
Do it. Yep.
There's going to be available. I don't know. Is there a countdown for this one? A Facebook app. Desktop Facebook application for Windows and Mac.
And Mac. Desktop Facebook application.
What? Oh.
Why
am I going to be able to do that?
Why aren't you screaming right now?
Why do we need that? So you can voice and video chat.
That's as exciting as when they made a Twitch portal that I didn't know existed.
That
I knew about Portal.
You
can get an Alexa that's actually powered by Facebook because
it's going worldwide now.
Yeah. Look, I know that. That Ooh, Amazon video. Is
right here. There's a spot for you. Yeah.
I know that Amazon is collecting all of my information. I know Google is collecting all of my
there's
information.
A bunch of snacks there.
If we cleaned it up,
yeah.
If that's a big if.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible.
That's been there. We can't move that stuff.
I'm kind
part of this. Part
I'm
of the furniture.
Scared to know what's underneath it. So.
It's part of the furniture now.
Yeah. Anyway.
Who does video conferencing anyway? Who wants a video phone call?
Some companies
you
do.
I mean,
yeah, I like to see my kids when I'm traveling.
You are the only person I FaceTime.
When you're traveling.
When you're traveling and you want to see your fam.
Oh, yeah. Man. Zuckerberg was
like on purpose?
He was talking about how AR and
really?
On this portal thing, there are these... you know, AR faces. You
all sit at home and bitch about them being around, and then you leave town and you're all sad because they're not there.
It's weird.
Yeah,
I can't explain it.
It's a no-win situation.
Fuck all you assholes.
Yeah. We miss them.
You know, like the Snapchat, what are they calling it?
Filters?
Filters. Oh. Instagram, Snapchat filters. This portal has them, and he was on there talking about how here's a picture of my mother calling my son... and telling him the three bad wolves story with the wolf on her face.
The three little pigs?
Yeah, thank you. All with right. the wolf on her face.
Yeah, I didn't make it that far.
And then he does this laugh, and nobody's laughing
and it's
back.
So bad. And he just, you look at him, you're just like, I just want to punch you in your fucking stupid face. I hate you so much.
See, Grok's over there saying, but if I sit in the middle, I'd be too loud for the mic. Like, Grok, you could sit on the roof and you'd be too loud for the mic.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, especially they come to the announcement. Mix. He starts talking about it. Everybody's getting all hyped up. And then he's like, May 21st. Pre-orders today. Mm-hmm. Fuck off.
And then all three of you pre-ordered.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg. Click.
Here's my money. Yep,
send me mine, please.
Well, I'm not going to spend $1,000 for the fucking Valve one.
Mm-hmm.
Valve came out right before the Facebook thing started and gave out pricing and details on the index, mm-hmm. like 20 minutes before the Facebook thing.
When does the index drop?
June. In June.
Yeah, I didn't see the date on it. Because as soon as I saw the price, I'm like, that's a non-starter.
They said they would announce more details on May 1st, and it's available in June. That's what they said like 3 weeks ago. So
it's $1,000.
That's with the base stations and the
controllers.
Controllers,
yeah.
If you already have,
they're new controllers.
Yeah,
right?
They're Knuckles controllers, so they're new fancy controllers. Yeah. But the old controllers will work.
Yeah, and you wouldn't if you had the base stations. You could use the existing base stations.
Yeah, yeah.
But for someone like me who has none of it,
yeah,
it would be $1,000.
Yeah,
or $400 for the fucking Quest, and I don't have to have a wire tethered around and shit. So. Yeah.
So we have trouble with wires, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So the 21st.
Yes.
Is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
We can just cancel
the
podcast.
Are we just canceling that night?
No, we could just do it from virtual reality.
Yeah. We'll call in.
Like, I would love it if at least one of you brought it over.
No, that's the beauty of it. We could just bring it because it doesn't have to tether to anything.
We can all three bring them.
Yeah. And we'll just sit here.
That'll be entertaining. We'll all just sit here with
Look, as long as I get to try one of these things, I'm fine with canceling the podcast.
Oh,
but I wanna,
that's blackmail.
You gotta clear out a spot here, Bears.
I don't know. I mean, look, we all pre-ordered it on Amazon, and they don't have the best track record to get
stuff
on the
market. Well, I might just go to Best Buy that morning.
It's entirely possible that that's going to happen.
I might do that, too.
Well, I got my pre-order in.
Why not just pre-order from Best Buy?
It wasn't up. It wasn't up.
Oh, okay. Because that way you just go and pick it up and you wouldn't have to worry about
it. I couldn't get it to work.
Any
it kept
delay.
Going to the... Put your email
sign
in
up,
here, we'll notify you.
Yeah.
Heck, I didn't get... I already had my order placed for 25 minutes before I got the one from Oculus.
Yeah. Notification stuff. Shit.
So, I don't know. That's not even why I'm grumpy, though. I'm grumpy because I looked at our finances before I came here, and that was a mistake.
Oh. Yeah.
Because... So, like, I love my kids, you know? Like, they're pretty good kids. All things, nothing, you know, they haven't killed anybody. All right, and they don't poop on stuff anymore.
It's pretty good.
They're pretty good.
That's an improvement.
But
everybody poops on stuff.
Well, they poop on stuff that they're supposed to now, as opposed to before, where they just, you know, whatever.
Two kids, one cup.
But like we had
that's so dark.
Whoa. And we had another volleyball tournament.
I didn't realize there was a cup between your legs.
I'm
pouring soda on my genitalia.
Yeah, having to travel for all those tournaments can't be...
Man, and then, like, so this is coming up on the summer, and, like, my daughter has to have something to do, or she will fucking destroy the house. And I can't, like, I can't watch her all the time.
Quest.
Just plug her in. So there's camps.
Then you ignore her.
So they signed up for all these camps, and it's and like everything, like all the money is hit, like the camps, the travel, all the prepaying for like the summer vacation for the family is hitting. And I wanted to get the Rift, and I'm like looking at it. I'm like, man, I really shouldn't have bought that fucking thing. And I'm like,
Rift or Quest?
How long are you gonna spend playing with that?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry. He got limp.
Wait a second, are you going back on the Quest?
No, I'm doing it, but it's a bad financial decision.
He's got first world problems. I got camps and summer vacation.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, it's
Pinburg.
So, to be very clear, I realize that we're not going to be destitute or something. I just, sometimes I look at the amount of money that we spent, which we can afford it,
but
it's still like
gut-wrenching.
I don't think... Are they really worth this much money? I don't think they are really, but
they're worth it.
But when he leaves town, he's got to call him.
I told you, it's no win. You don't want to be around him when you're there, but then as soon as you leave, you're like, oh, I should say hi to my kids.
I love my kids.
So speaking of pinball trips and spending money.
Did you have to put an $8,000 fence in by any chance for the dog?
Did you get a fence?
Oh, yeah.
I knew you could afford it.
Oh, I wouldn't say we can afford it, but we got one. It's pretty white.
I don't know how much the fence was when we've had this one for a while, so it's probably due to fall over.
It's vinyl.
Vinyl.
Nice. Yeah. What's the how long do those last?
Like forever. It's like maintenance free. Like
you're gonna
probably have to power wash it.
Yeah, power wash the algae off.
Right. Yeah.
I've seen that on so many houses.
Yeah. I've got a.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah.
Nice.
I just would use the bathroom on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would take a long time because you could. How many spindles do you think you could hit in one go?
What
Four
did you
five?
Wait, what did you just say?
He was going to pee on it.
Pee on it.
He's peeing instead of power washing.
That doesn't work.
Huh?
It won't kill the algae.
Probably make it worse.
No, the sheer force of his urine stream.
You felt it.
It's true. It's true. It was uncomfortable.
You had a raspberry. It oozed.
Speaking of spending money and Digi's urinary system. Who wants to go to Denver for Rocky Mountain Pinball Showdown and over Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, no, I can't.
This Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah.
No, it's possible that my free time might have been rescheduled for that weekend, so fuck off. You can come over for a little while if you want, but I ain't leaving.
Well, no, I'm going to be in Denver.
So, Birds, you going to do it this time?
Do what this time?
Smoke some weed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smoke some weed.
I was just going to play some pinball.
The devil's lettuce. I played some pinball.
I think I'm going to play in a tournament. I might play in two tournaments.
But
that's ballsy.
Have you ever tried to play on weed?
I considered it, but then I debated. But what if I play all three tournaments?
But if he wins, wouldn't he have to like pee in a cup just to make sure he wasn't?
No, not in Denver, I assure you.
they allow that in the tournaments there?
I'm pretty sure the tournament director will be high out of her gourd most of that tournament.
Dude, do you not know the pinball scene?
Well.
Yeah, she will probably be offering to share a hit with whoever's playing at the time. Like,
and you'll say, I'll hit that.
And you're going to say no.
And then Burrs is like, I won't hit the weed.
You're going to say no?
You're going to
say
yes. I'll hit it. If you know what I'm saying.
I doubt if I smoke, no.
Whenever I hit it.
What about eat? Have a couple gummies.
Yeah, just have a gummy.
Ass.
Yeah, just have a gummy, Burrs. Some chocolate.
Just one square.
You gotta take it slow.
But the question is, would it be just one?
Take it slow.
Yes, Burrs. What? Yes.
What if I like it?
Well, then you would do then it every
now
and then.
Then you would have some more sometime.
You just push
on. Don't worry. Pretty soon you'll be able to order that on Amazon.
Hell yeah.
21st of May.
Wait.
How much will Amazon be thrilled when that hits?
They don't sell any kind of controlled substances, do they?
Not yet. Because it won't be controlled.
I was going to say, if it was legal, though,
you can get NyQuil.
You know what? I'll bet
alcohol?
No.
That's
maybe.
What I'm looking at.
Yeah, so.
Oh, you think that would fall under the same?
Yeah, but.
You can order alcohol online.
Yeah, just not from Amazon.
But I mean, what? I wonder why they don't get into it. Is it?
Yeah,
I'm betting it's
danger?
The logistics
liability.
Because you can't specifically for hard liquor, you can't really like sell it across state lines.
Yeah, then so many specialized states?
It has to be stamped in each state. How do what?
How do these places do it?
They've probably got to deal with the stamps.
Like the wine club,
maybe
you can join. Right? There's like these.
Well, that's not hard liquor, though.
So wine and beer, you can probably get away with more. Hard liquor, you're more likely to run into excise taxes, and you'd have to coordinate between different states and to be under.
But alcohol
certain limits.
I mean, I guess we don't know yet what marijuana will be like.
Mm-mm.
Full blown.
I know what
I anticipate it being very much like.
I bet it won't, because the way alcohol works with the 3-tier system and all the taxes and all the BS they have to go through, they will fight that tooth and nail to not be set up the same way.
But it's going to vary state to state.
It'll be
like every state's going to have their, because I mean, how many of them already have something in place? To tell them, no, you've got to yank all that out, and we're going to tell you what it's going to be. Like, it's already fairly established at this stage as being more or less a state right to tax it.
Right. Which is kind of weird. But
can we just talk about Burrs smoking weed some more instead of all the logistics? I just want to think about Burrs smoking weed.
Talk about it a whole lot.
He was just there, and he
yet.
Didn't. He's not going to this time either.
Yeah, you know, take the edge off you a little bit, Burrs.
It would actually cause several complications that I would have to worry about that I don't want to.
See, you wouldn't be saying that right now.
Because you wouldn't care.
I feel happy.
Speaking of happy, I've been watching hockey.
I'm a hockey guy.
Yeah.
I'm watching some Blues.
I'm a hockey guy. Hockey. Now I'm a hockey guy.
I will say live sports. That's my favorite I've ever been to.
Hockey,
the Blues game. Yeah,
yeah.
Hockey's a great live sport.
Man, I've really enjoyed the playoffs. They've been fun to watch.
Hockey is one of the few that I find I feel like it's easier for me to see what's going, like see like plays develop and whatnot. It's easier at a live game than on TV.
I can't make heads or tails of anything. And sometimes I'm like, I'm pretty sure the Stars have like 17 dudes out on the ice right now. I can't figure it out, but I don't. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, he scores. Where the hell did that come from?
Rudy Soup, you guys rock. podcast right there.
3 hours.
Oh, that's wee hours.
Yeah.
Wobbly sucks buttholes. That's
the
what
wee
Rudy
hours
says.
Podcast.
That Wait. Was the last one.
You're a millennial?
Yeah. Well, no, just barely missed it. But I like to think I'm young at heart.
Yeah.
Rudy Soup gave
hey,
us
Rudy.
Bits.
Not young at liver.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh.
Was that 11?
Yeah, Mr. Beer Drinker.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm not either. We're in it together, man. No,
I'm taking offense at it. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm an alcoholic.
Did you say something about offense?
Yeah, $8,000.
That's all I dream about is fucking fence.
Have you fucked it yet?
I'm
fucking a fence. Are there vinyl knot holes? Are there knot holes in the vinyl?
No, sadly. Maybe I should have had them.
Throw a little warmed up chicken liver in there.
Holes. They're not holes.
A little warmed up chicken liver.
Yeah.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's done.
It's in. All set and everything. Oh,
you better not microwave those too much.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, it's great. Spots. Just before I was coming over here, you know, the storm's rolling in. The dog's out back.
Yeah.
On a knot hole.
And she doesn't want to come in. It's starting to pour. No, yeah. Even then.
Really?
Oh, no. She was having a good old time.
Just hopping around.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so many things to smell.
Look what I can do.
And she loves mud.
How long have you had this? How long have you had this fence?
It was finished Friday.
Oh, wow. It's fresh, huh?
Oh, it's very fresh.
There's a Great Pyrenees in our neighborhood, and it's currently wearing the cone of shame.
Uh-huh.
That's a big fucking cone of shame.
I was
going to
say, you need like the...
Yeah, it's huge.
The umbrella.
Of shame. Anyway,
Did
she
you,
does
how's
love it.
The gate? Is it big enough for a riding lawnmower? Can you get back?
Yeah, it's 5 foot.
Nice. Good. Good choices.
Self-closing.
Oh, self-closing.
And it's got the outside lock, which is the way it has to be if you put a pool in. Not that we're ever going to put a pool, but I was like, just in case, might as well have it done that way anyway.
Yeah. You know, it would be nice.
Why's the lock got to be on the outside for a pool?
I don't know, but that'd it's be a pretty good, that's code.
Pretty good space for a quest.
That is absolutely seems counterintuitive.
Maybe a hot tub? You put a hot tub back there.
I think it's so... I don't know.
I mean,
I've got a hot tub.
Can you look it up?
Yeah,
look this up, Burrs.
We're connected to the internet.
Be our bitch.
I'm pretty sure that's what he told me. I'm trying to remember. It was a long time ago. Anywho.
Rudy's gone. He just comes in, shits on us, and runs out.
Sorry I keep derailing the conversation with the fence.
I very briefly...
I don't take offense at it. Come on, somebody else.
Come on.
That's Anyone? A gateway to more pun.
Stop railing on him.
Oh man, I saw this post today.
I won't pick it.
Yeah, oh, you saw a post?
Yeah,
I saw this post today on Reddit. It was about the quest release.
What about Post Malone?
Taking a dig at him.
Post Malone?
Post Malone, that guy. He's got face tattoos.
How is that
Talk
guy?
Talk about whitewashed.
I saw, like, there was a tribute thing on. Who was it a tribute for?
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
No, he was playing.
Post Malone.
But it was, like, a bunch of actually talented musicians and him.
He might be talented. You wouldn't know.
Well, I mean, that was what was weird.
I've heard he's talented.
What was that? It was, like, a tribute show for some... Who's passed away, like, in the last...
Sublime.
Was it Tom
Petty? Mr. Sublime.
No. That was a long time ago.
Who's the guy from...
Mr. McFeely.
From 90210. What's his name?
Dylan? Luke Harper.
No.
Oh, wait, Dylan was his name.
No, Luke Harper's
show.
A wrestler.
It was that...
Luke Perry.
Holy shit, I know who it is. It's Fuck Me Tender.
Luke Perry.
No.
Cheryl Channing.
No, that's not the guy you're thinking of.
Not the actual guy. Maybe it was Carol Channing.
He's up there singing.
Contemporary artist.
Doing the old Yahoo step.
Oh, man, Yahoo step with auto-tune. Yeah.
Like, I find things saying that it has to, like, have minimal, like, minimize the number of entrances and they have to be able to lock. But I can't find anything saying that it has to be outside.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle. Oh. Yep. Nipsey Hussle.
It was Elvis
Nipsey
Presley.
Hussle or Nipsey Russell?
Yes,
it
he died recently.
No, Nipsey Hussle was a...
Oh, Nipsey Russell was an old actor.
It was Elvis Presley tribute.
He was on The Wiz.
Show on NBC.
Nipsey Hussle, I think that's a play on his name.
Like, recently?
Yeah.
Who died?
Elvis.
It was in February. No, it wasn't that he just died. I thought it was someone that was more recent.
What song did he do?
Bill Cosby?
Well, they were all playing, like, together.
Holy crap.
Gosh, that trumpet player sounds great.
LLB, you're paying me on purpose?
Us.
Mr. Yeah. Belding.
No.
Why does it say Mr. Belding?
When you chip in on the taxes.
Hey, why does it say Mr. Belding?
You can put a message in when you renew. And like,
put is that who died? Is that the?
Oh no, Mr. Belding died.
Holy shit!
Yeah, he did.
I was just reading about him.
And Screech.
No, Screech is still with his big dong. Screech has a giant dong.
No,
that's why
his name
was Screech.
That was what the ladies were doing. That was a stand-in. That was a.
Some of those people does not show him as dead yet.
Just got together for like a reunion thing.
Oh, yeah?
It was 25 or 30 years.
Hey, yes. Pull up a picture of Screech's dick.
Yeah.
What? This is as bad as the ball
sack
guy.
Adult Screech.
Did you find out about the fence lock, the door, the gate?
I cannot find any information on
the
why
guy
it
had
to
a bunch of locks on the outside. He had to
or
get rid
that
of.
It has to lock outside.
Could have sworn that's what he said.
I am
again,
not
I,
finding any
I
information.
I live in Jefferson County, and there's really no code for anything. So.
Yeah.
Oh, Burris, by the way, I like your recent signs. There's a couple of them as new signs.
Yes, it's some fine artwork.
Huh?
Coming into your neighborhood.
Oh. Actually, I really appreciated the fact that someone put
up
a sign
that
said there's a big fucking hole.
Yeah, that's
go
a good
slow.
Sign.
That's what I'm
now,
talking
that's
about.
A good sign.
That's
okay,
what I was talking
that's
about.
What I'm talking about, yeah. It's like a piece of notebook paper.
There was a new entrance. It was just funny. There was a new entrance sign, and then there was another sign. And like, oh my god!
So
signs.
So subdivision sign is new, isn't it?
Yes. That's been like in the last 2 weeks.
It's got some fine artwork on it.
It looks like the sign from like Back to the Future.
Yes, it does.
The subdivision that's going to be built.
Yeah.
Pine Acres.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the inspiration. I don't know.
But
So the yard sign that's like the whiteboard sign that they drew
the big
on.
Hole.
That, there's a big hole. Watch it. Slow down.
Big fucking hole.
That sign. That sign.
Hole.
He got that sign whenever the subdivision was going through all of the drama about the trash service.
Oh God.
Oh.
Because like there were emails and Facebook posts and votes and letters in mailboxes and like every time he turned around they something else had happened and they were changing what they decided the last time and they were gonna do this instead. Like surveys, like four different rounds of surveys. Because it's like we want everyone in the subdivision to go to the same trash service, so we've only got one truck coming through here. And what does everyone use and what does everyone want?
Oh,
and they did a big
see,
vote.
That's where
like,
they went wrong.
You got to just say, is the way it's going to be.
We're all doing this.
But they did a big vote about what does everyone use and what does everyone want. And they did this big vote and it came back. And they're like, okay, we're picking this trash service. And then like 12 of the houses are like, fuck that. We've had problems with them before. I'm never using them again.
Same
and they're
thing
like,
happened.
We've got a bunch of people that report
right
problems with this. Who all has had problems with them in the past?
Oh, boy.
And then they get the results of all of that. It's like,
that right there is what you call bad management.
Yeah.
It went through like five different rounds of surveys and questions. And like they'd send out emails to part of the group. And then part of them were in a Facebook group because I guess they didn't have email.
And some, yeah.
And he would always have the big sign out. Like he'd post the
I
sign
don't have
in there.
That email.
Like,
what
subdivision meeting?
We canceled
on
our AOL. I don't know email.
But yeah, it's like subdivision meeting on this night, and then it's like
so they never
check
can do,
your mailbox for surveys.
They can never do anything because they're on the fence about it.
Oh,
but so he had the sign from that, and now it's come back out.
I guess it's all hinging on who's the better, who's the cheapest
Yeah.
Like you mean like Stonehenging?
No. God damn it, Burrs.
Where the demons dwell.
Burrs.
Suck
you
it.
Motherfucker. Hey, I've ruined my son, just so you guys know.
Yay!
What, you let him join Scouts?
No, he's quitting. Oh, he's quitting the Scouts.
I've got something that could help with that, by the way. I got something new. Just showed up today.
I suspect that anything you would deliver would just further cause problems.
It's possible.
My son's future. So we've been playing Dungeons & Dragons, and he's all in Dungeons & Dragons and everything. And then I got a...
Did you say Dungeons & Dragons?
Oh, God damn it, Bert. This Stranger Things one?
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's like a new adventure.
Oh. Yep.
Is there a Capra demon in it?
Yeah.
No, the Capra demon was in...
oh, right. That's from Dark Souls.
Dark Souls.
Is there a Demogorgon?
This has a Demogorgon.
Demogorgon.
Like, Gorgon. It comes with two Demogorgon figerines, one that's painted already and one you can paint yourself.
And one you can, no, one you can paint and the other one is fuckable.
Coincidentally, though,
that
these Demogorgon figurines are the Demogorgon from the show and are not, like, because, like, the Demogorgon was based on an actual D&D
that's why I had assumed.
Creature, which is one of the gods of demon, the nine, or the Abyss.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
wait, so what's the Abyss?
It's like the realm the demons live in.
More.
It's the realm the demons live in.
How was
Wobbly.
It originated?
Wobbly. What? Stop it.
It was created.
Stop it.
Where the demons dwell.
Like, it's one of the outer realms.
Where the Stop banshees it. Live, and they do live well.
Wait, so is there an Stonehenge. Ultimate single creator?
Is there a slea stack?
Not
where
really.
A man's
Wobbly.
A man.
Wobbly.
I'm just wondering about the theology. Oh.
With the pipes of Pan.
I've got a book I can loan you for the, like, all the different realms and gods and everything.
I can hear people turning us off right now.
Haven't I? They never turned us on. Didn't I tell you guys we did that in college? On. The Stonehenge, the Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap for our Greek
the
thing.
The little Stonehenge.
Oh, nice.
The little
Stonehenge. We had an 18-inch Stonehenge model.
Nice.
And then two of my fraternity brothers dressed up like elves and danced to the pipes of Pan.
That's hot. You were
in that fraternity too?
So my son. So I've been preparing to eventually purchase a arcade machine. Oh. Well, I tried to buy a fucking Quest. I've been getting ready for that. Got my all of the emulator stuff set up, and I bought a arcade stick to try it out, see how I would like it. Which is, and I love it. It's great. And then I'm like, well, I got this arcade stick. I should play some fighting games. So I had bought a copy of Mortal Kombat 9 many years ago, and I started playing some of that. I'm like, oh yeah, fighting games are pretty fun. And then Street Fighter V had a free weekend because Mortal Kombat 11 came out. And they were like, no, don't look over there. Look over here. And I tried a little bit of Street Fighter V and I'm like, no, I don't like Street Fighter. No.
Even the old ones? Or just
I prefer
current
Street
ones?
Fighter to
Street Fighter V. I just didn't. I don't know. I didn't like it.
But you
two,
like old.
Yeah, sure. Two. Whatever. Yeah, we'll play some Hyper Fighting and stuff, shit. Man. Yeah. But so then I'm like looking and I can't buy Mortal Kombat 11. Because it's just too much.
It's a bit much.
I would only ever be able to play when the kids are in bed. Right? It's just too goddamn much.
Are you doing a panoramic of us?
I think he is.
I did.
So
hey, I can get you a Dig Dug. You want Dig Dug?
I have Dig Dug.
No, an actual dedicated Dig Dug.
Oh, no, I don't like Dig Dug that much that I would want a dedicated one. So I'm looking at all the different, like, popular fighting games to try out, and I'm like, oh, hey, Dragon Ball FighterZ is on sale for, like, $12. I'm like, I'll try some Dragon, because I've been watching the original Dragon Ball series. Not Dragon Ball Z, which this is, the fighting game is about Dragon Ball Z, but I've been watching some Dragon Ball. Little, like, kid Goku running around with his dick out. A lot of Goku dick in that show. You ever watch Dragon Ball? The
no.
original? There's a lot of Goku dick in that.
You're not exactly selling it right now either.
Speak for yourself.
So I got Dragon Ball FighterZ, and I'm, you know, like, and it's like a fuck off anime fighter, just fucking huge beams going everywhere and planets crashing down on players and stuff. It's fucking
dude's
crazy.
Going Super Saiyan, whatever the fuck
that
is.
Saiyan, Super Saiyan.
Super Saiyan.
There's a lot of fire.
It's crazy.
Is it over 9,000 or over?
Over 9,000. Very good, Wobbly. Very good.
We know the memes.
And so I'm playing a little bit of this.
That's literally all I know.
I'm playing this. And my son.
There's one named Vegeta.
Vegeta. So my son walks around the corner.
Piccolo?
Yes, and Piccolo Jr. So my son walks around the corner. And he's like, "What you doing there, Dad? What's that?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm playing a fighting game. This is Dragon Ball Fighters." And he's like, "Oh yeah, but that." And he's like he can't hardly. There's so much going on the screen.
I can see his face.
He can't hardly process everything that's happening on the screen because it's just fucking crazy. And he's like, can I try that game sometime?
You know, so it's funny. Let me interject real quick because I've been around your son a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I really doubt that it comes out that slowly.
I might be embellishing.
Am I wrong?
I might be embellishing a little. So I'm like, yeah. So I go over and I saw it on his computer, just family share, family share. And he sits down and he starts playing it. And he's kind of getting into
jostling
it.
Jostling the love seat.
So he's playing it on my account, so I can't play it because he's playing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, I'll just sit here. I'll just watch a little Dragon Ball. I'm 40 episodes into, there's 150 episodes of the original Dragon Ball. And I'm watching it. And my son stops playing after a while, and he rounds the corner. And he's like, wait, is that Goku? And I'm like, motherfucker, how do you know about Goku? And he's like, well, that's who I was playing as, Goku.
I played the game for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I know everything.
And I'm like, yeah, that's Goku, but this is Dragon Ball, not Dragon Ball Z. And I'm trying to kind of walk him through all that. And he's like, and then the episode is ending while we get there. And he's like, can we watch another episode of that? And I'm like, well, I guess. And I just had it on my second monitor at my desk. And he pulls up a chair and there's a 55 inch TV right next to it. And we're hunkered down over this little screen. And my wife is just like, you guys could watch that on the big TV if you want. And we're just enthralled, watching it. And he's like, do you have Dragon Ball Z also? And I'm like, yeah, we can. And he's like, we should watch all of these.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, oh, no, boy. Now I've got you into Dragon Ball and anime.
Can has been opened.
It's over for him. He's done. It's over. Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons and anime.
He's going to be reading books backwards.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. Worshipping the devil.
Going back to the Dungeons and Dragons, JSP
Bop. My
sweet
Satan.
Mentions a movie over here. It's called The Headhunter.
Okay.
I'm pulling up the IMDb page. It's getting
based on the flyer.
Very middle of the road reviews.
Is it new?
Micro budget Skyrim.
2018.
Okay. Does somebody get shot in the knee? You see what I did there?
Literally, the only thing I know here from the little blurb here on the IMDb describing the movie, a medieval warrior's gruesome collection of heads is missing only one, the monster that killed his daughter years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that sounds like a Skyrim Kadhafi quest, if ever there was.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? You walk in the house, there's just heads everywhere. Yeah.
72 minutes.
Mm. Big investment to watch that one. You'd have to pee 3 times during that.
Well, at least he's not into fencing.
Hey, you know what is an investment?
A fence?
Endgame.
Yeah, I hear that's a long movie.
Don't spoil.
Yeah,
oh, you don't want me to talk about it?
I mean, you can say you liked it or not. Anything.
They'll talk about absolutely. What happens.
Because I've not seen it.
Is it a good movie?
It is a good movie.
I've heard a lot of bitching.
There's always
I've also
bitching.
Heard a lot of bitching about the Game of Thrones episodes.
You can't make everybody happy. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say a lot.
Did you enjoy the movie?
Yeah, I did. And it was long, but it didn't necessarily feel like 3
did
hours.
Did it earn it?
3 hours?
Huh? Oh,
did it earn it?
Did it earn?
I mean, I guess you just said it kind of did, right? It didn't feel like 3 hours.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Do I have to watch them all?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to.
Honestly, there were a few things
that I was lost at.
You could
probably find one of those YouTube videos that goes through, like, here's all the things you need to know.
I only have about 16 to catch up on. I need to watch about 16 of them, and then I'll be caught up.
Yeah.
What's the site you use to determine if you can stream something?
Just Watch TV.
There we go.
Yeah, Disney Plus. That's what you need, Burrs. Disney Plus has got them all.
Has everything?
That's not out yet.
No, it's not.
Just so you know.
That's got the Headhunter?
Mm. I thought you're talking about the Marvel movies.
There's that. The only thing that intrigues me about, and did, you know, I don't know if you've looked into this at all, but the Star Wars series that's going to be on there.
The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian, yeah. I'm excited about it, but
What's a Mandalorian?
Boba Fett.
Actually, it wasn't Boba Fett. Boba Fett was Mandalorian
Boba
armor.
Fett had Mandalorian armor.
Right.
Mandalorians were people, like the race of people from the planet of Mandalore.
I'm so sorry that I asked. So sorry.
Was Mandala part of the Republic or part of
I think it was previous to the Old Republic.
They're anti-apartheid.
They might have existed far a little ways into the Old Republic, but not dramatically.
Like Knights of the Old Republic?
No, and they
like,
played mandolins.
Wobbly,
they did.
Hold on, just real quick. Wobbly, like, I want you to know, I fucking hate you.
He knows how to get him, suck him right in.
Yep. I'm wondering, I'm honestly curious.
What's the Abyss?
I'm really excited about it, but like...
Tell me about saving throws.
How many levels of hell are there?
Here's what I'm finding out. Apple's looking to do Apple Plus or TV Plus, so that's going to be a subscription. Then you have Disney. That's going to be description.
And everyone's going to go back to pirating.
What's going to be on Apple Plus?
I don't like all these.
Like Apple doesn't actually own content.
No, they do.
Oh, they're dumping money.
J.J. Abrams, they're dumping loads of money into this.
So they're creating something.
Yes.
Yes.
But they don't actually have anything yet.
Well, I mean,
Carpool Karaoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did Planet of the Apes, which was like Shark Tank for apps. It was really bad.
Do they have any hardcore pornography?
What?
Do they have any hardcore pornography?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm pretty sure that's not the business they're looking to get into.
That's too
no,
bad.
No, but if you look at their... today was their quarterly earnings report, and it was all about services and how much they've made off of the announcement of that News Plus, which subscription service for, like, magazines and news and...
Yeah, because that's their
future.
They're
making a butt
shit. Yeah, services is where all the money is now, right?
The hardware is eventually going to not be the thing.
Well, since Intel won't fucking make anything new.
Yeah.
Fucking. And NVIDIA's like, oh, here's a $17,000 video card that's 3% faster.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you turn on the new feature, and then it's actually slower.
Yeah, we're kind of peaking, right?
We're stagnated, yeah.
Well, it gets to the point that you're making phones and devices so good that they can last longer.
Well, yeah.
But
and
then
they don't
get
any better.
Until you upgrade iOS and trash it.
Well,
that was because of the
battery.
You having
trouble?
Not with the new one.
Okay. So
that's why
sure.
I had to get the new one.
Right.
That's why I'm going to have to get a new watch because my watch is.
What watch you like
to?
I did finally figure out how to do reachability.
Four is it, man. It is so good. Gosh, it's so
good. I just bought a Quest.
Is there a camera in it yet?
What?
Is there a camera in the watch?
Dick Tracy stuff.
Yeah, you can't Dick Tracy. It's not done yet. What the fuck
are they
waiting
for? You can Dick a lot of stuff in the watch, but you can't Dick
Tracy. Ooh, Jelly Butt Baby has a fruit question.
Oh, aren't they coming out with a smaller one? I thought that was in the works.
Smaller.
Read the fucking screen,
Jelly Butt Baby asks, what do I do if I need a new iPhone, hate the bigger phones, and love the smaller ones like the SE?
Well, I haven't heard anything because if it's not on the...
Is that a 5e?
SE.
What's the SE?
The SE is a 6S insides with a 5 shell. It's a very popular phone for people like Jelly Butt who love the smaller phone. I don't know if they're ever going back because the market's pushing all towards the bigger phones.
I like the smaller phone.
Like Samsung and this whole foldable phone that is completely ditched.
Yeah, that's yeah stupid.
Whoops. Yeah, that's why Apple
I mean, it's a dumb idea. Folded, it's right a now. Terrible phone. Open, yes. It's too big.
Yep.
I have
it's the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to bitch about it, but it's basically a prototype at this point.
Yeah.
And you need that to get to the next level.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean,
okay. Well, that happened with tablets with, and then
that's what, yeah. Everyone, remember when we all made standalone tablets?
Standalone headsets, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, standalone headsets.
What
yeah.
they need is a stretchable screen. So like you've got your phone and then you just pull it out and it expands into a tablet.
Yeah, like Minority Report.
I love to pull it out.
I love when you pull it out.
That'd be the thing, holographic or virtual. That's how you could do it.
Well, just eventually it'd be a pair of
stick that extends out.
It'd be a pair of glasses. Yeah, that's all right. So.
Well,
I could have sworn I read that they're making
glasses.
No, like an SE.
Yeah,
type.
I think I read that too.
I keep hearing that, but it.
I bet they will, Jelly. There's definitely a market there.
There is. And
they can put old hardware in it. It doesn't have to be like
the most
current.
I keep hearing Apple's going to win AR, too. Apple's going to be the kings of augmented reality.
I mean, Apple's got the money. They can pretty much jump in and do whatever they want. But
anything?
So Jelly Butt, she asks if you can buy a should she buy a refurb on Amazon? I have bought refurb direct from Apple and had excellent luck. I don't know about refurb from Amazon, but straight from the, if you go to the Apple website and you scroll all the way down to the bottom, at least on desktop, I don't know if it's even on the mobile version, but if you scroll all the way down the bottom in the footer, there's a link to refurbs and I've purchased from there and had excellent luck.
I don't know if you've seen in the news recently, they'll say, hey, SE is back on the website, and they'll keep doing this. I think they're just trying to get rid of them, but they're selling a buttload of them still. So maybe they're just kind of, you know, litmus testing a little bit to see if the demand is still there.
I would like a smaller phone.
I would too.
Too big.
What do you have? 10S?
Just 10.
I have a 10S. I love it, but it's big.
It's too big.
It's too big. It's big. Too fucking big.
Is it bigger than this 8?
Just real quick, according to this Forbes article from just a few days ago, the 16th, they are working on a 5.4 inch.
That's XR.
Yes. 5.4, yes. Yeah.
They are slightly bigger, right?
Yeah,
slightly
they are. Bigger. It's too big.
Oh, it's too big.
And one maybe with a 4.8.
You don't have a condom on it?
The iPhone XE.
Really? If it's an XE, sign me the fuck up.
According to this... this Forbes article.
The problem with Forbes now, though...
Yours is already an XI. I mean, that's IX. My bad.
The problem with Forbes is that they let anybody fire right now.
You're welcome,
they're basically just like a fucking blog platform.
Yeah, I wouldn't say... take it with a little bit of grain of salt, but I think they're... it would make sense for them.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, I think what they're finding is that in the third world countries, people are wanting smaller phones.
Yeah, that too.
And... gosh, right now they're actually went just today. They're talking about how they're 30% down in China. Well, do a smaller phone, see what happens. What do they have to lose? They have the money to throw at that shit.
I want a smaller phone.
I do.
I seriously thought about buying the Sony. They make a compact.
Your IX logo. Is that where Star Wars finally ties into the Dune franchise by pointing out that the... who are the cloners on?
Can I do this again?
Kamino?
Yeah, the Kamino ones are really the Ixians.
I don't think so.
The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Listen to the mandolin ring.
I love mandolins. They sound great. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd ever want to try to play one, but...
listen to the music on
play. Mandalorian rain?
Chocolate rain?
Chocolate
that recently
rain. Chris Teeley? Do you listen to Chris Teeley?
No.
Yeah.
Dude, that dude... he is a magician.
Yeah, he is.
On the Mandalorian armor. He's a magician.
I did listen to something new this week, though. Lizzo? You ever heard of Lizzo?
Lizzo? No.
Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo.
L-I-Z-Z-O.
Is it a Liza person Minnelli? Or a group?
Yeah, person. She's a singer.
Rizzo, that's...
hip-hop, I would say.
Greece.
Maybe a little R&B, a little hip-hop.
She's supposed to be like the next thing since sliced bread. I read somewhere. Somewhere, where did I see?
I kind of dug it. I like my daughter was like, "Hey, Dad, you should check this out." While we were traveling, And they put it on the radio, and I was listening. I'm like, huh. Not only do I not actively hate this, that's kind of good.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was a little...
Tornado watch.
Right now?
Right now.
Let's go home.
No, I want to hunker with burrs.
What do you think of the recent trend? It's called...
I hate it.
Hick hop.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Have you heard?
Oh, my God. It's the fucking
one
worst.
Song?
It's the fucking worst thing. I didn't think it would be possible to make mumble rap worse, and then they did it.
What are you talking about? I have no
oh,
idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Somebody look up the song. What's the name of the song? Old Country Road?
Fuck, I don't know.
Road.
Oh, it's so bad. Oh, my gosh.
Look it up and play it.
So a quick search for hick hop.
It should be come up with one song.
Has brought up Mini Thin City Bitch.
No.
Tennessee Shine and Jaga Boys, Hick Hop Thang official music.
No, what's the song? It's like Country Road or something like that.
Redneck Life, Ride Through the Country?
No.
Country Living, Locomotive, Devil Without a Cause, Black in the Saddle.
Devil Without a Cause.
Deliverance, Chicken and Biscuits.
Oh, that's nice.
Chicken
I like
and
that.
Biscuits.
Can
Love,
we hear
Hope,
that?
Love, Faith.
Chicken and Biscuits.
I might have to search
great.
For something besides hick hop, it looks
Anyone
like.
Anyone want to go to Waffle House after this?
No, I have no calories left.
Old Town Road.
Old Town Road, that's it.
I want to hear this.
That's
Old
the one.
Old Town Road.
Oh, thank my you. God. Thank you. I have to take my headphones off. I can't do this.
Come on. I want to hear
Nas X. Is that Nas
yes,
or Nas?
That's
or,
it.
This is the one featuring
yes.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
I can't hear it.
Yes, sir. That's the one.
I can't.
Someone was complaining about this at D&D last week.
It's so bad.
And they basically laughed because, like, everyone was harassing this guy about this song. And then they turn around and, like, they got Billy Ray. Like, everyone's complaining that this isn't country and it's on all these country charts. And so then they get Billy Ray Cyrus to, like, re-sing it with them.
Oh, shoot. My daughter was singing this. This is horrible.
But it's like... Good song, bad song, whatever. How does this make it on a country chart? Like,
I don't know.
What about this as a country western song to make
Billy
it on
Ray
a country?
Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah. And they talk about country stuff and horses or something.
All right. Is there a fiddle or a steel guitar?
All right, you can turn it off. I think before we lose.
Is a fiddle or steel guitar?
Mio's about
like,
to.
To me, those are defining aspects of a country and western song.
That was pretty amazing.
Prison. Rain, pickup truck, dog.
All things that can cross the lyrics from many different genres.
Was that David Allan Coe I'm thinking of?
Yeah. The greatest country song ever.
Bye, Jelly Butt.
But
Duty.
And I guess I don't know. Like, how does Billboard separate songs by the different genres? Like, is there some sort of criteria?
What happens when you cross something over?
What? Everything
there needs to be clear,
there.
Defined line.
Look up.
Has to go to rap. You have country music that has to go to rap. It's very odd.
Look up Shoot You in the Ass with a BB Gun. That's a good song. I'm eating myself. Hopefully I'll die.
What do we got? I want some Cheez-Its. Hook a brother up.
Hey, here. Do you want some of this on them?
Cheese Whiz on the Cheez-Its.
I'd like
to shoot you in the ass with BB gun.
I'll take it.
Who is that guy?
I didn't hear any fiddle or steel guitar.
It's listed as Roger Allen Wade. So he's playing an acoustic guitar.
Of course.
Okay.
So he's a hell of a lot closer than the drum machine they had on the last song.
I didn't hear any fiddle or steel guitar.
I'll have to look through and see if he gets one here later in the song.
I'd like to shoot you in the ass with a BB gun.
I'm going
to lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I've done.
So hold on. So
put a blood blister upon each bun.
You have played in what I believe would qualify as a country and western band.
Country and western.
Both kinds of music.
Just one or the other. Look at this.
Okay, wait.
So what? The chart
You can't eat that.
He has some hard cheese. Hard cheese for Wobbly.
He just opened the squeezy cheese and got the plug and put it in his mouth.
He got the cheese plug.
But the genre is classified as country and western. Like, okay. I get there's country, I get there's western, but the classification for most awards, for the top charts, for all of that shit, they classify it as country and western.
Wobbly, what you need to do, listen, get a handful of the Cheez-Its. Look, Wobbly. Huh? Wobbly, take a handful of the Cheez-Its, yeah. Right? Yes, no. That's what I want to see. Yes. That's what I want to see.
It has a little hole here, a little pocket.
Fill it up.
Fill up the pocket.
Don't touch the door. I don't know who listens to Mumble Rap.
Oh, I did a lot of research about that.
Did you?
Yes, about Mumble Rap and why do kids today, i.e. my daughter and her friends, why do they prefer Mumble Rap? Because I couldn't figure it out. What is it about Mumble Rap?
What the hell is Mumble Rap?
It's their parents can't hear the cuss words and tell them they're not
allowed
to listen.
No, it's not that.
They're literally mumbling to the song.
So here was my problem with Mumble Rap is not necessarily... the problem I have with it is that there's no emotion, right? It's like, it's just very even all through the song, right? And all the songs kind of sound the same, you know? And I'm sure our parents said that about glam rock, because, I mean, there was Poison and Def Leppard and then 400,000 other glam rock bands, right? And they all kind of sound the same. They all have the same. All
right.
But there was emotion. There were different tempos. There were... You know, so I'm like, okay, so what is the deal? Why is Mumble Rap popular, right? Beyond the obvious that kids have to like something new, right? Because that's just how it works.
True.
And there's a going theory that kids today like that kind of music, especially because it is kind of... that monotone is the wrong word, but it's similar, there's not a lot of variety, and it's kind of calm and just like one steady stream of just like the same thing, right? Because they're used to mellow kind of, yeah, but like you think about a kid, like kids today, if you go to like I go to a lot of volleyball tournaments, right, and you look at the kids and that, like, they have their phones, which I mean all the adults have their phones too, right? But the kids are just like on Snapchat, or
some people are in VR heads,
yeah, or whatever. But the rate at which things are coming in is extremely high. It's just constant, just like bam, 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 like literally, bam, 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 bam. Like if you watch a kid on Snapchat, it's just like scroll, 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 scroll. At that pace, it's just like scroll, 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 scroll.
That's how I used to watch cable TV,
right?
Just channel.
But so the idea is that's something that they have on in the background, and it's kind of like the yin and the yang of it, right? And it's like it's keeping their brain in check, where they have all of this rapid input from all these other sources, and then the music is like kind of like the balance of that, right?
You know, it's funny because
so that's why they pick it fence.
Exactly what you're talking about. They're actually doing that. to get really deep in musicals. And I know we generally don't talk about musicals, but they're doing that with like musicals where they're showing text just coming in nonstop.
Oh yeah.
And that's what's going on with teenagers. There's two musicals right now, Dear Evan Hansen, I don't know the other one, where they're literally showing this,
the words.
I mean, well, the words, they have these huge screens that just, as they're acting, they're showing what's coming in at the same time. It's actually kind of crazy because that's all kids are doing.
Yeah, Iron Rot gonna do it.
What?
Oh, God.
What the hell?
I hate you, Wobbly. I really do. I'm canceling. I am canceling my fucking
subscription.
Quest. No, I'm canceling my Quest pre-order because I don't want to be anywhere near you, Wobbly.
I'm canceling my subscription.
What did he even say?
I don't know.
He made another fence pun.
Oh.
What did you say?
Iron Rot gonna do it.
I thought it was great. I heard that the first time.
I mean,
right? That's some gravy.
Gravy.
Gravy. And so, it ended up, it was not even gravy toward the end.
Yeah, it was just like tacos.
Eating a taco. Gravy.
Reading an article on the whole country road shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Billboard actually, like, that was the big controversy about it was it started climbing the Billboard country chart, and then Billboard actually cut it out and said it does not embrace enough of the elements of country music.
Uh-huh.
The interesting part is they actually say of the current genre, which is funny because it's not the same genre as it was years ago.
No, it's really boring glam rock now.
And, like, there are a lot of country fans that complain about modern country versus old country. And, like, that's a whole dispute
country,
now.
Man, that's when it was.
90s country was good.
There
are people
like,
that bitch about the 90s country, too.
They're wrong.
What do you call it?
Oh, Southern my rock. Friend.
Southern rock, man.
Or no, I've got friends in low
places. Like, there's people that blame that for what it's become now, because that started doing more electric guitar type shit. And
you know what's fun about that?
Upbeat.
Teaching at a band camp where they're doing
Thunder Rolls is really upbeat.
Places.
That's a good song, man.
Ooh, Thunder Rolls.
I listened to that the other day.
Have you ever heard the controversial third verse?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of
where
what?
She shoots him?
Thunder Rolls.
Oh.
Have you heard the controversial fourth verse?
Where she fucks his corpse?
I was going to say,
is that the one on weed?
And she's like,
how
she,
deep does it go?
Have you ever listened to the third verse?
What about
where
she smokes weed? Because there was never weed in country music before that.
Charlie Daniels.
Shit.
Hank Williams Jr.
No, he doesn't smoke weed.
Willie.
What is this?
They're spicy
I'll never
Skittles.
Smoke weed with Willie
Holy
again.
Holy shit, talk to me about this.
Well, really? Those are the about 2 years old.
Those are really good.
They're seriously
better with age.
Yeah, they're seriously like 2 years old.
They might be 2 years old, but they eat sweet heat.
They are
they're
sweet
not
heat.
2 years old. I want to say that's from around Christmas time.
No, that's way older than
no.
Well, Merry Christmas to me.
Does it have a date on it? Probably has a date.
It doesn't matter. They're good.
It's Skittles. How could it go bad? That could have survived the apocalypse.
Yeah.
Right around a year.
Oh, son of a bitch. Best Buy, 7th of April of 2019.
Look at that. It's pretty much same month.
Spicy Skittles are now in stores March 6th, 2018.
I think we got them right.
This is a good thing.
At
because
that time?
To about a year.
Because I don't like Skittles.
Have I told you I've been eating hot sauce and watching Hot Ones?
You talked about you watching Hot Ones. And like making, you've been making a lot of Hot Ones, you said.
Yeah.
You had a hot pickle.
I found another sauce. And it was at Schnucks of all places. It was twice the Scoville units of the hottest sauce I have right now.
Well, your
almost
sauce
twice.
Is hot.
And?
250,000. It's dumb, man. I like the flavor better than the 357, but
so you tried it.
I did.
And you're still alive. So that's good.
I mean, he's always liked spicy food because his whole Thai food experience.
So good, man.
Oh, Thai food.
I want to get some Thai food and put some of this in it. Huh?
Have you guys ever eaten at Thai Rama in Crystal City?
I keep seeing advertisements for it, and I keep meaning to go try it.
It's pretty good.
Really?
It's one of my faves.
Crystal City.
Is it worth driving down there, though, instead of going up to Drunken Noodle?
Drunken Noodle's
pretty good. Yeah, Drunken Noodle's
good. Drunken Noodle's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Have you had Drunken Noodle?
Yes. And I would say it would be better to go south, just so you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's hardcore.
Even with spice? Do they have Drunken Noodles?
You want me to go south with spice, all the spice I got?
I want you to go south with all
the
spice.
The spice
you
trade?
Got. Absolutely.
The spice trade?
Crystal City.
You want to take the spice road south?
Absolutely.
What is this, Dune?
Oh. Yeah.
Speaking of
rhythm. I was talking about Ixians earlier.
Speaking of food, I went to
a place.
I was
walking without rhythm.
I went to a place in Kentucky this weekend.
I'm sorry.
Called the Wreck Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Now we saw pictures.
Yeah, and I had a
wait,
burger.
There were pictures?
Oh, yeah.
He sent a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, you're not on the pinball crew.
You're not on the pinball or the quest group.
You know, fuck you guys. Put him on the pin. No, we can't put you on the pinball can't. Group because it's all blue text textures. Group.
Nope, don't. Nope, I don't want to ruin it.
Anyway, I had a burger.
No, I think it actually won't let us add you to it at this point because it's an established group.
And it has a name.
Like, we can't add you because it's you're not an iMessage user and it won't let us add non-iMessage users.
It originated in Pinburg. You weren't left out intentionally and originated.
But can you add me?
I mean, I guess. Are you not in that? No. I mean, it started in Pinburg, so I would assume you were.
Do you want to receive random links from Craigslist for pinball machines for sale?
90% of the time, it's just Grok going, hey, I found a pinball machine.
Hey, Burrs, were you getting annoyed at our texts about Quest?
So the only points
I just could feel only I started feeling it.
The burst was getting annoyed. Yeah.
The only points that it annoyed me was on Saturday when it first started because I was at my brother's house, which is a cellular black hole.
And we were sending those ball pictures.
Were from
that was
the
already
podcast.
There.
Yeah, yeah okay. Like I sent yeah, one yeah. of those because I found it.
Balls.
When I leave his
house, that's how it started.
Like I'm walking out of his house, I get in my car and my text message goes off and I
balls.
Walk. And I've got three messages, two of them asking like, is anyone excited for the Quest? And then it's like, why is nobody paying attention to me?
Yeah, come on guys. It was like 15 minutes.
I was in fucking 15. I was in Kentucky.
And I was in Neosho at my brother's house.
What about okay?
After having driven down that morning,
okay, you've got an excuse.
And
bitch.
Was getting ready to drive. Was getting ready to drive back. So I spent between 9 and 11 hours. I'm not 100% sure how long it all took because I basically tried to forget as much as I can driving on Saturday. And your guys' text was for the last part of that. And yeah, I got on my nerves. And I recognized that it wasn't necessarily you getting on my nerves so much as my nerves were already frayed. And I specifically did not reply because I did not want to be an asshole about it.
There has been progress in this relationship.
There has been. There's been progress.
And
this,
then
is, this
Sunday,
is really good, Burrs.
Then on Sunday, I just muted the group because I couldn't take it yet, just quite yet. And it's been muted since, but I've kind of checked up on you.
We really haven't talked that much.
Hey, so check out this burger that I got.
Did you see the pile of text today? Like
he started it.
There was 30-something texts in that group today.
We were discussing the fucking release of the
Quest.
Here's
what was funny.
He's saying they guys haven't talked a whole lot.
Yeah, I'm that's saying, not that much. Wait, what did... I heard an ooh. What do we got? What'd you find? What do you got?
The Saturn rocket.
Yeah. Oh,
here's what was really funny. It's like, I'm sitting on my class on my iMac, and the kids are watching something because that's what education has turned into at this point. And so it starts, bing!
Yeah.
And then it went, bing! How many people have seen Breaking Bad?
I've seen season one and I think season two.
At the end, there's a guy that always uses
that. At the very end, you know the spoiler.
Bing!
Stop, I haven't seen the ending.
You won't, finally, a little girl goes... Can you turn that down? No.
Mr. God
Ditch,
damn
can you turn
it.
That down?
Hit the fucking
where
button.
Do we hit it?
That same button.
Mr. Ditch.
Same one you hit before.
You fucker.
Mr. Ditch, can you turn that down?
Wait a second, Ditch. Let's see. It was at 6:19 this morning. You started.
What?
6:19 a.m.
Oh, that's why I have Do Not Disturb scheduled until 7.
Keep me informed. I want a Quest and I want it now.
And then
Veruca Salt.
My phone is on my desk, which is downstairs.
Well, you know, I would do that, but my wife and my daughter.
Answer that, motherfucker.
My wife and my daughter both get up and get out the door before I get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And in case something comes up and they need something, I like to have it there, just in case. This fucking burger. Fuck you guys. I got a burger.
Oh, I had a... Impossible Whopper. It was good.
Yeah.
What?
I had a burger, and it had on it... Listen, what was on my fucking burger?
Was it Impossible Whopper?
No!
Burrs, can you talk a little bit more about The Mandalorian and what we can expect?
I didn't even know it was a movie.
I am going
It's a TV show.
Oh. I'm going to come over there and poop on you.
All right, what was it?
It was a burger.
What's it about?
It was a burger.
The Mandalorian.
And it had cheese on it. And it had bacon on it.
Cheeseburger.
That sounds
cheeseburger.
Great.
And it had an egg on it.
So a royal bacon cheeseburger.
And it was runny, and the bun was a waffle that I then dunked into syrup.
Ooh.
And it was tremendous.
How many calories was
it? 700,000 calories.
You dunked it in syrup?
The whole burger.
The whole thing?
Yep.
You had a vat of syrup?
Vat. Like right there, something started dinging. That a vat of syrup, and I went it went in there, and then it went in my mouth, and I ate it all.
It sounds good.
It was delicious, and then I woke up at 1:30 in the morning, and I said, I'm done eating like an asshole.
Man, you guys need to get yourself to Main and Mill and Festus.
Oh, it doesn't list you. All right.
They have some great burgers, and they have great beer.
But I'm done eating like an asshole.
Oh, another it only lasts a week, and then you'll be right back.
Did you ever try been to Concord Grill?
No.
Yeah,
they got a lot of really good. Yeah,
yep.
It's right there, like
where
Concord Lindbergh Plaza. And Mr. B's Pool Center. It's like in behind the pool center there.
Mm-hmm. Dang it!
When I it's been a long time.
Tiny ass parking lot. So like every time I go there, the parking lot's packed, unless you go at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then sometimes you can find a spot.
It's funny you say that. We used to, when we lived down in Cape Girardeau, when we
I've been
up
there.
Here, that's where we would eat a lot. But ever since we moved up here, maybe we've been once or twice. Concord Grill.
Now, Grock introduced me to it.
Yeah.
I will have to try it.
Lots of burgers to pick from.
Yeah.
Field trip?
I was talking to Wobbly about this. I think a really good podcast idea would be some blank on the go where you go and you literally are doing the podcast while you're eating at an establishment.
That's because the background noise would be a problem.
No, it wouldn't do not noise.
Not if you have a microphone in your mouth.
In there? Voice box?
No,
for
and
the guitar.
Rock could do it.
Yeah, those throat mics.
Be like,
they actually sell like throat mics.
Yeah.
That like their mouth, like they
call them deep throats.
Or you could do a job on mic.
But then I said afterwards, you then
deep throat.
Well, after that, that's dessert.
We're just making weird noises now.
Well, you get
to
your dude noises.
No, I'm throat singing. I'm throat singing.
Dude, throat singing.
And it sounds just like a didgeridoo, so I went.
You know what's really weird? In my experience, like the singers that growl, like dark metal growl, are actually really good singers.
Yeah, a lot of them are. Yeah.
In my experience.
And then sometimes people go.
Are you going to make it?
You're like, we do nothing.
I know. That's why it's funny.
Shit. You're gone.
That's why the show doesn't work when I'm not here. You don't get that balance.
The other problem I have explaining what the Mandalorian's going to be about is they like threw out all of the old book lore.
Burrs, we were kidding. Oh shit, somebody snorted.
So the question at this point, Meow, is were they baiting me in or were they trolling you?
Yes.
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 The answer is yes.
Oh god. Oh no. Okay, Wobbly, you too. Drailer, you got to cough now.
No, he's got to cough into the mic for crying out loud. I mean, I'd ask when the podcast turned into this,
but then you do a running podcast where you burn off the calories.
I always thought how fun it would do. Be to do a podcast while you're running.
Yeah, you're like,
you have a GoPro. And it's like, it would be so
But you
fun.
Would have to get like one of the backpacks.
So you could do Dora stuff too. Backpack. Remember Dora? The Explorer?
No.
Explorer Dora?
No. Was that a.
It was a cartoon.
Oh, yeah. She had that pet hippo.
Was that a sitcom?
Yeah. She had the pet hippo, remember?
Oh, gosh.
And it ate dogs.
What was the hippo's name? I'm trying to remember.
Boots.
Babar, wasn't it?
Babar.
And they always
had wins. That was better.
Yeah,
they always had to sing to get the map.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, we were talking about those gloves, those nitrate gloves, and pouring
nitrile,
and we were pouring
they have
liquid
nitrates in them, though.
And then you and
they're
then
bacon,
you,
do they?
And then
they're
you suckle, right. You suckle the glove. You know, I saw a question on Reddit. If you were a centaur, right? If you're a centaur baby,
oh yeah,
would
yeah,
it
yeah,
suckle the human teat or the horse teat?
I read that.
I didn't read the comments.
I didn't either, but I read that when I was sitting there with my family, and I still wanted to ask the question.
Yeah.
But it seemed like it was pushing the line.
Yeah. So what do you think? Would a centaur baby do human teeth?
Why not both?
I would guess probably the human.
You think the human teeth?
Because the mouth is on the human part of the body.
Yeah, but think about if you could get away with...
I was thinking
on a horse teat and not
access.
Think, like getting underneath.
But just think, if you Burrs,
yeah, because
if you could suck on a horse teat and not be shamed or shunned by society, you'd be all up in there. But if you're a centaur, you could.
First things first, hair always messes up a good teat.
Why are we all excited about being able to suck on a horse teat?
Burrs is.
It's
been a Burrs thing, because I've known Burrs for a long time.
I mean, he grew up in the boondocks.
He told me about it one night.
Since you mentioned Reddit.
Oh, hey, TTTD.
You just noticed.
Since you mentioned Reddit, I was watching one of the streams that I watch a lot during the day.
Oh, boy.
And there was mention of a duck penis.
Like a corkscrew.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Like one of my friends has this whole obsession.
It's called a queenus.
With the reproductive process of ducks. Like, I know a lot more about this than I would like to admit to. Mm-hmm. Because there's like the duck vagina is like a maze and they can control the walls and where. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, like they're talking about that on Reddit all the time. I'm like, that explains why.
I got it from Radiolab.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to be hipster
on this.
Have
you posted about
it? Years before I was ever on Reddit, and I've been there for a long time.
About it on Reddit to get this whole conversation? I could totally see you being to blame for Reddit's fascination with duck dicks.
That didn't work. You missed.
Where's this been?
In the bag.
For thousands of years.
Yeah.
Whose bag?
Those are still great.
Yeah, they're good.
Apparently, the Skittles are rocking.
So Draylor, did you play any games?
Oh, my God.
What? Are we already to games?
Well,
we got a half hour left. I mean, if we're aiming for the normal target time.
Yeah, I got to get home and sit quietly in my house. Or something.
Dude, I gotta sleep because there's a fair chance I'm gonna get woke up early tomorrow.
Bye.
Work.
Bye. Did you asking about the quest?
Ding! Ding, ding! Ding! Ding!
At 3:40.
Ding!
I got nothing new.
Nothing new?
Game-wise.
I'm sorry you're bored.
I'm not. I mean, I'm... between baseball and
there's a lot of sports going on.
So admit it. Yeah. So I sent out the group text about, hey, when can we play D&D?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, we got like Wednesday and Thursday. There's a chance of Friday. And you're like, Thursday's the only one. Admit it. Wednesday and Friday were out because of the hockey game.
Friday is out because I'm going to the Microfest.
What's that?
Which it's is
like
a
microbrewery
all fest right. Held at the Muni. Like every year, some friends of mine that aren't you guys go like every year.
Wait, what?
It's his real life text group.
I literally have two lives.
He's got the green text.
It's kind of like Pinburg.
Wait, what?
He sleeps with
you.
Want to
go
people.
Next time?
You have other friends?
I do.
I think you would feel uncomfortable if you combined the two worlds.
I thought
we it might get awkward.
Thought we had something special.
We do.
Apparently not.
But he's got another something special too.
I have and Wednesday was out because of the hockey game.
All right.
And then the weekend's out because we have a wedding And then on Sunday, we have a birthday.
And a hockey game.
Well,
no, yes. The hockey game will be over by then.
Well, I guess theoretically by Sunday, it might be over.
I guess it could be.
Because let's go Blues!
Man.
They looked great,
and then they had a few moments where they looked just god-awful.
And then they knocked that dude down and skated around back behind the goal and then shot it in. And the guy was like, "Who knocked me down?" And then the other guy was like, "It's fucking hockey, dick. Of course I knocked you down."
It was
and
great.
Then, yeah.
It was great because the guy literally flopped.
There was a lot of flopping.
Like soccer?
The last one was soccer quality flopping.
Yeah, there was a lot of flopping.
Like, I've been shot, basically, yeah, kind of
motion. Wild. But there were a couple sticks to the faces, too.
I saw a GIF where a dude, like a Blues, smacks the guy, and the dude falls over.
Mm-hmm. And then he gets back up, and smacks him again.
And I mean, the dude visibly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his feet moved backwards.
Yeah.
To get out from under him for this fall. Like, you couldn't do this without jumping. Yeah, and it was so painfully obvious. And the dude gets back up, and a ref comes in and calls the penalty. And I guess apparently, like, they both got one. And I don't know if the Blues guy got one for the first hit and the second guy for flopping on the second one. Or if the Blues guy got it, because then after the dude stands back up from the flop,
there was some punching.
He absolutely fucking smacks him again. It's like, I'll earn this shit.
Really? Yeah. The guy, if I'm going really down, I'm getting my money's worth out of it.
Depending on the angle you watch, the first one, you can see, because he's kind of bumping into him, and you can see he looks at him, and you can see him literally making up his mind that I'm just going to drop when this guy hits me.
Yeah, the first one looked weak. The second one looked fake.
No,
the third one looked like he's going to get his money out of it, and he hit him just for the hell of it.
Just so bad. I mean, almost all the Dallas fans on Reddit were, like, calling out their own player. That's when you know.
When it's
the playoffs, and they're calling out their own guy for being a dumbass.
God, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah. That's when you know.
He did. He got a penalty for flopping.
Yeah, embellishment.
Yeah, embellishment. They call it embellishment.
And he'll get fined. There's a fine that goes along with that.
Better than I remembered it. But there's still not enough hitting.
Like, faking getting knocked over gets as stiff a penalty as getting completely clobbered into the board.
I always like NES hockey.
Like, boarding and flopping are comparable.
Tall guys and the fat guys.
Yeah, and blades of steel.
And I love that fact.
They're very consistent.
I'll do video games. My son played Persona 4 on the Vita the entire weekend while we were in Kentucky. He played, I don't even know how many hours of Persona 4 while we were in Kentucky.
Did he finish it?
No, but he's pretty close. And then we both have been playing Dragon Ball FighterZ, which is really good, and it's alarming to see how bad my reflexes are compared to his. Like, there is a noticeable difference in his reflexes versus mine.
That's
Grok always likes to laugh about how there will become a day that he's going to be better than you.
Yeah. I mean, in fighting games, he already, like, if I can't outthink him, that I can't, just on raw, just reacting, I can't keep up.
What'd you play, Ditch?
He was asleep. Didn't play much. I don't have time for this crap.
This podcast is stupid. You guys are stupid.
No, I just don't have time to play games right now.
Oh, I played a bunch of pinball, too. I went to that rec bar place in Kentucky, which has like 4,000
KY.
Has fucking 4,000 pinball machines. It was crazy. They did have a hell of a list. They had like all the new Sterns, all the new Spookies.
How was their setup though? Like, was it quarters?
Yeah. Well, it's tokens, but
boo.
New machines were $1 a play.
I disagree. Oof.
Did you play Sword of Rage?
No, there was a line, and you get replays. It feels awesome.
I agree with that, but I love the CP pinball
when there's so many machines
and you just want to try
it's way
stuff.
Better. Yeah.
I was actually discussing with Chuck from like the C of CP pinball.
Wait, is P a different dude?
Yep.
No shit.
It was a partner that went
Pee Wee Herman.
It was a partner that went in with him on that, and he later bought the guy out. So it's now just Chuck, but he kept the name.
I always assumed it was just Chuck.
No, it was Chuck and Paul.
Today you know. Today names. I learned. Sorry. Whatever.
But
they're well-known names.
But was talking with him after League one night, because a lot of people complain because League out there is more than League at most of the other places in the area. But you don't have coin drop. And you're not playing at a bar that's trying to get you to buy beer, and like he was kind of pointing out, right. but he relies
on you buying beer.
You're not playing at a bar that won't let you bring your own beer, whereas he does. So you get to drink cheaper at CP's League, and he ain't getting the money from it. So, but he talks about like there are people that complain and moan because his league's higher, and he's like, well, by the time you figure how much you spend a night out there on League versus how much you're getting each night for here at League.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not that different. But I made a comment about how, like, I much preferred free play, and it's like I just can't get my head around trying to go play coin drop. And he's like, yeah, you need to go play it because it'll make you a better player. Because
make me any better.
But he pointed out you play the game differently, and you actually mentioned that. Like, you were playing some of your games differently and trying to get that score. And
I guess
the replay feels so much better. Like, I enjoy a replay on free play, but you get so much more excited when you hear that knock on
you have
on
to throw more money in.
And it's like, yeah, get a free game.
And then you walk away with credits in it saying, yeah, I don't even want to
fucking play this game.
You go ahead. You guys go ahead. I don't need
to. You just walk away from the explosion. So the two games that stood out to me at Rec Bar was Rocky and Bullwinkle. This is fucking great. That table is just fun.
I don't play it.
And then, oddly enough, Primus, which is Will Nelly.
Oh, yeah, it's Will Nelly.
I was going to say
play it just to say you did.
Yeah, but. and the best thing about the Primus table is, like, the score, it's like you score, like, 1 point.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times. Like,
yeah, the score is so super
It's so low. It's great. It's just great. Like
Jerry was a race car driver.
Yes, Primus.
Sailing the Seas of Cheese.
They rethemed Will Nelly Big Juicy Melons, which is a retheme of an old EM machine. Well, there are a couple EM machines
Was it a retheme of it? Okay,
the originals were.
Right. But then it was designed based on the idea, like old gameplay.
The originals were the what's his name? Chuck. Or not Chuck.
It played a race car driver.
Nordman.
Nordman. All right.
He took a couple old EM machines.
Someone's big brown beaver.
Winona's
big brown beaver.
To Will Nelly. And then he had them mass produced.
All right.
So I played Winona's big brown beaver for my daughter. And I'm like, you really need to listen to the lyrics for this, see if you can figure out what he's talking about. And she listened to it, and she's like, well, she's talking about her. And I'm like, is she really talking about her? Because at the end, you know, it's like, that might be a porcupine. Is it really about it? It's hard to say.
It's so
deep. No, I really... I, so
very deep. Very deep.
Very deep.
Yeah. It's possible that there's some imagery at work in this.
Yeah, there might be. Also, my daughter...
smells like seven layers.
That beaver is Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
My daughter also thought she would be funny and be like, hey, Dad, come and play me at DDR. Because they had a ton of arcade machines, too. And I'm like, I'll fucking throw down a DDR. Let's go. And I let her pick the song and everything. And then I fucking smoked her.
No way.
Yeah. And she's like, what? And I'm like, fucking don't. And then I just dropped the mic and walked off, even though there was no microphone. Yeah, I found one. I picked it up and I just dropped it and walked off.
You pulled one out of your pocket that you had just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
But
you know what? You could probably kick her ass at Beat Saber.
If I had it.
But
did they have
the little hand cart game?
They did not, but they had the horse racing game. That's like that.
All right.
The
Gandy Dancer.
The hand cart game. What?
Gandy Dancer.
The Gandy Dancer.
Like the old school, like the like the hand carts on the rails where you have to.
Yeah, we played it at Pinburg.
Oh, I remember. No, wait. As much dope as I smoked while we were there. Oh, wait, no.
No, Pinburg's in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I drank
on the roof.
No.
We were on the roof smoking weed.
I know who to talk to at Pinburg if you need to get some.
Hey, I drank a lot in Pittsburgh before.
Wash my big old pussy.
What do you think she's talking about?
I think she's talking about her vagina.
Her bird cloud.
Okay, I'm done. Dragon Ball FighterZ is good. I'm bad at fighting games. Okay, we should play fighting games together because they're fun. I was playing with my son, and we did first to seven, and he beat me 7-6. But damn, that was a lot of fun. Mm. We should play fighting games. They're fun.
We should.
Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
You said no games?
Maybe in VR.
No games, but I have some cool announcements.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm celebrating.
You got a new car.
A new fender on that car.
Oh.
You're washing your big old pussy.
No, I'm not. It's
someone
actually
else's fault.
Yes. Okay. They backed out right in front of me. But the big thing is tonight was my last official event for the year.
So you're basically just done for the year.
I'm pretty much done for the
year.
Like
you're
coasting for the rest of this year.
For the rest of the year, you're going to have your messages dinging while kids say, "We're trying to watch the movie."
No.
We're trying to watch the movie.
There'll be other things going on. And also, the biggest announcement is I received a $1,215 grant.
Whoa.
From Pets in the Classroom.
Uh-oh. You're going to get a sugar glider.
Nope. Getting a 75-gallon aquarium.
Oh, nice.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You going to put a snake in that thing?
So would you, apply to them and just
say,
hey?
I was going to do it anyway, and I just happened to be picking up the aquarium.
Is that PetSmart?
PetSmart.
Yeah, that's how I got Jim Varney.
And the guy said, hey, you really should apply for. And sure enough, I screwed up in the application process. I sent an email in. She said, and I said, hey, I'm going to, I don't need to do this one. I need to do this one. And they're like, oh, we have extra money, so this is what you're. This is what you, because it's usually $125.
Yeah, that's what I got for Jim Barney.
And she's like, $1,215, because I'd already told her that I'd bought the 75-gallon aquarium, which is $299. Sure enough, there you go.
So you're putting a big old aquarium.
He's building.
Watch my big old aquarium. Yes,
he's building a pool in his classroom.
Yes.
Do you need a? Does the door need the lock on the outside? Then
I think it
that
does.
Is the question.
I think it does.
Insurance purposes. It's very important.
Yeah, that's kind of cool though, because I was going to get fish anyway.
Yeah.
But since I have two jobs, I'm never at my home, so it makes sense for them to be at my place where I'm the most.
But what about during the summer?
I'll figure that one out. I won't, of course.
That's not like, that'll be long way down the road.
I won't worry about that this summer because I'm not going to have them until next
fall.
School.
Okay, this is what you need to do. Shop vac. Okay. And then you just.
Are you talking about the fish?
Just empty that motherfucker.
Oh, and the fish. Because I use shop vacs for other things.
Right. No, this is, you want to get a special one just for the fish. And you just.
And then you turn in blow mode
fish
when you get
fry?
Home.
No, you can have a fish fry?
No, they're pets. What are you? Are
it's
you
Mega
a monster,
made, sir?
Kind of a monster are you?
I want some crappie. Anybody fish for some crappie for me?
Oh, one of my coworkers likes to fish. I can check with him.
We'll see if he can get me. I'll pay for some if you catch some crappie and freeze it up.
All right, I'll
extra
check
if
with
he fillets it.
The trick is going to be
the trick
convincing him to let go of it. Like
yeah.
Like, convincing him to go fishing.
What if
for
I went and caught a bunch
a
of crappie and then I just came over to your house and just, like, threw them in your basement?
Still alive?
Or just.
Around?
Well, unless they died on the way home.
Or just put one under his, like, in between his box springs and his mattress. Because some kids at a band camp did that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd that go?
What?
How'd that go?
We started noticing a little smell.
I remember we put some earthworm nightcrawlers. Ooh, yeah. Underneath my buddy's truck seat all summer long, he sat in there and he just kept smelling.
Oh my god,
finally just became unbearable. He had to clean out the car. He's like, what the?
I remember this one time we took a knife and we
never
cut,
let Wobbly borrow your car.
We cut our friend's Achilles tendon, and he was just like, what the
I
fuck
don't
is this?
Believe that's true.
I remember one time.
Wow,
who got
to one time we were trying to. It was my buddy's wedding night, and we had
those
this friend of ours.
Year,
it was so a girl, and she agreed to bend over naked. And when he walked in the door, we pulled his pants down and he fucked her. And his wife was right behind him.
Hey, we got you! Zing!
It was hilarious.
Did you play the games?
You should see the look on his face.
did you play any games, Wobbly?
I played some, built some Labo.
Yeah, I called Trick Friends to Fuck.
The Blaster?
The Blaster is great.
Have you put I still together? Need to build the Blaster.
That's so fun.
Incoming. Oh, God. Don't throw peeps. The sugar will get everywhere.
These are pancake syrup peeps.
Oh, yeah.
And they're
and they're aged.
And they hard.
They're aged for your protect. No, for your enjoyment.
So the Blaster's fun. What else did you build?
Built the Blaster and the bird.
Are your children like surviving this? Because I'm worried about them.
Surviving what?
Like having that thing strapped to them, like all the time.
It's not even strapped. You have to hold it.
No. Oh, even worse. Are their arms still attached after holding it?
Well, there's a finger kids. Issue.
Are you kidding me? We got a rift and a go.
I mean,
you think they...
I thought someone blew a knuckle. I wasn't sure.
Well, Jabba had to like get out of her cast.
I forgot about that. Holy shit! So, Dancer, I'm laying in bed watching. I don't know what.
Porn.
Don't ask me.
Pornography.
No, it wasn't. It was in the middle of the day. Everybody's home. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, not in the middle of the day.
But
well, not with them all home.
No, absolutely not.
But yeah, the middle of the day.
Oh, by the way, I'm taking a couple days off here.
So. Need some quiet time.
Tomorrow?
No, Thursday, Friday. It was to play Quest, but now I already put in for it, so fuck it.
Oh.
No, it's okay. I'm okay. But what was I saying?
Dancer.
And I hear she'd been playing the Blaster for probably an hour. You probably shouldn't be playing the so you caught. It's so cool. The thing, the mechanism of it is so neat, man. It's so clever. It's got these rubber bands in it and little grommets to make things spin correctly, and then you actually cock the gun. You set the thing in it. There's this clacker thing, this piece of cardboard that actually
you had me
set
cock.
Back. And the Joy-Con has a little IR sensor in it on the end of it. The left Joy-Con. Or one of them has the IR sensor on the end. Right. And so you have these reflective stickers that you place different places so it can tell the distance of the Joy-Con from the sticker. So that's where it's used on that. You cock the gun, it knows that the Joy-Con moved away.
All right.
And that the bullet was... There's some clever things like that there. Like, oh, man, I couldn't even think about it. But
they're sweet.
She's just playing it over and over and over. Then all of a sudden I hear whining, and I'm like, what, she lost or something? She's like, oh... And then she's like, it eventually crescendos into this scream, this guttural scream. And I get up, I'm like, what? She's like, Daddy, my finger won't move.
Oh,
and she's just
no.
Tears pouring down her eye. And she's just staring at me like this just petrified look on her face. I'm like, just calm down. Just tell me what's wrong.
Like
what's
John
wrong?
Merrick.
She's like, it hurts so bad. And then by that time, Sneaky E snuck in the room. And
she does.
She just goes, looks at it, and just pushes it down. And Dancer's like, oh.
Okay.
I guess it got, I don't know, kinked or. That's all. Like, holy shit. All right. I was envisioning an emergency room.
Wow, you fixed it.
That's like was it Mr. Bean or what was it? Where he sticks his hand in something and to grab something, his hand gets stuck in it.
Keep going.
And and then goes to the emergency
room.
How
deep was it?
And it was just he had to
Just let go.
Don't let go.
Yeah.
Chinese finger torture.
That was fun.
Okay, I'm going to...
The bird's cool, though. The bird's
I'm going to chime in on all these peeps I just ate. The entire sleep.
You just killed them.
Oh!
Oh, my God, the phone's ringing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Okay, here's...
Work?
Okay, well, I'm going to have to check. Okay.
Why didn't you answer it?
Here's I don't even know who it was, and I didn't care.
Those, like, I remember peeps being sweet. But pancakes, pancakes and syrup ones are sweeter.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And they taste like pancakes and syrup, right?
I'm going to need something really salty.
You know, why didn't I think of this before? Did you want any maple syrup to dip your pancakes in syrup?
Oh, shit. There's no more left?
No, he ate them all.
Because I would totally do that.
They're gone.
You can just pour it in the box and then...
Dip a pancakes and syrup, peep in maple syrup? I would absolutely do that.
And then
cover it with granulated sugar.
Yes.
And then...
And do it again. Mm-hmm. Over and over.
Any other game, like anything else going, like the bird you were talking about? You flap the wings on that thing? Or?
Yeah, you flap the wings. It's a pretty cool game. You go around and you're trying to hatch all these eggs. And then eventually this big egg in the sky that becomes this chicken blimp.
Is it hard-boiled or soft-boiled?
I don't know, but... I did make a lot of hard-boiled eggs, made some deviled eggs. I almost brought them.
Fuck. Why didn't you bring deviled eggs?
Because they're kind of a week too old.
Mm. Also, the idea of deviled eggs.
Thanks for
eggs
not trying to kill us.
Yeah. Can you imagine what the deviled eggs would do to this room?
Oh, boy. God, how great would that be?
No.
And then we could go get in the car.
I'm sure there's something.
And it's raining tonight. It'd be perfect.
There's everyone something together. I'm forgetting to tell you.
Hey, I open up my sunroof in the rain. So
I
okay.
know you do.
Oh, I cleaned out my car.
What?
Because nice. You're getting ready to sell it?
No, that wouldn't get
No, that's going to be the girl's car.
It wouldn't be worth what I get for it. And then I finally got a 10-foot A-frame ladder. From a
what
neighbor.
For? So I can get up on something and change something
for you?
Got to
fix one of your light bulbs and your ceiling fan.
I'd need to change the ceiling fan
upstairs,
out.
Upstairs, right?
Changing the ceiling fan's broke. Replacing it.
Are you going to do
the whole thing? Oh, boy.
Are you going to do that or am I going to do that?
I don't know. Are you going to do that?
What?
Let me put it up there and see what looking down 25 feet looks like.
Because if I don't have to wear pants, I'll be there.
No pants, but you wear a harness.
Well... You want to take
as long as the balls are free.
You want to take Thursday and Friday off?
I may or may not be sick tomorrow. Already scheduled.
Scheduled? I'm scheduled to be sick.
I'm scheduled to be sick tomorrow. Wobbly knows.
I know all
it's about. I am done for the year. I've got days.
And now you just got these heathens to deal with.
I'm going
to
burn it.
Yep. Use them up.
But hey,
when you
stop working there, you get a big chunk of change if you don't spend it.
That's
oh, do they pay you out for them if you don't?
Yeah, they do.
Unions, baby, unions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's something about having those random days off.
Oh, I still have that too.
It's worth it. I'll take the hit.
It's a mental reset. It's just a.
That's I've been Thursday listening Friday. To the same damn songs for at least 10 weeks.
Sing a little Friday. For us.
Here's my
a backpack. Remember that one?
Yeah, keep going.
School is coming to an end. A to the B to the C to the D. E to the... Got that?
Do you need some hick hop mixed up in there?
I love my country.
So is it common to incorporate the sign language into
No, but that's what we do.
That's how we do.
We do. That's why I'm asking.
I was really worried about what you were teaching these kids when it started with, I love my country.
Country.
Like, you bastard.
It's I love my country.
All right, kids. From the top.
Washing my big old pussy.
Yeah. Did you teach him washing my big old pussy?
that's a little bit awkward.
And like, there's the one kid.
Grandparents did.
There's the one kid in there that's like washing, and you're like, no. Washing. This ain't a show tune.
No, but
so I also played Quest. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't play the Quest.
I didn't play the Quest either.
I didn't play the Quest because we don't have it yet.
Who's gonna rift us?
Nobody. Mm. I'm getting a Quest. quest.
We'll see. We'll see if the quest satiates my...
I'm going to wait and see if the quest like makes me ill and whether I get it one.
Depends on what you play. Totally depends on what
could.
You
could. So you guys all went 64?
I'm going to test run it.
64.
I was
Dude,
really
I'm looking
considering
at, they,
128.
They released a lot of the sizes of some of the main
games.
Oh,
yeah?
Like they're 2 gigs the most.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's like... Those are the big ones. There's a lot that are
it's
250.
Like, I mean, Beat Saber's got to be what, like... Well, I guess all the music would be big, but...
So, it's completely self-contained.
Completely self-contained.
Yeah. You don't
like,
have
you
to
can drive and
anything.
Play this.
Yes. No. You're supposed to drive and play it.
Yeah. Well, they recommend.
I believe you can play it in the car, but probably it's not
got,
at the wheel.
It's got the touch controllers.
Real controllers.
Two.
Are they wireless?
Yeah.
Wireless.
The two touch controllers.
Mm-hmm. I'm concerned about the
and
ear thing.
You load
thing
the
right
games
now.
Right on.
Yep.
You download them and to then the thing.
Ear thing.
Yeah, like headphones that are like wobblies.
That's pretty impressive. That's a long way from.
And head track. It folds. Three, so you can walk around this room.
Be careful, though.
Well,
now this room.
That could be
maybe
dangerous.
Not this room,
but a room.
But here's what's cool. Here's another thing cool. You know the Guardians. Here's okay. The Rift right now, how you set up the Guardian system. You got to walk. You take the headset off. You walk around and kind of draw out where
you're
gonna
be.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This you put it on. As soon as you put it on, you get a black and white stereoscopic view of the world around you. And then you just point and you draw where you want the Guardian to be. And when you get, and this is completely global, any game, if you stick your head outside the Guardian, it goes into that gray real world picture image. So you can see the real world around you. And also, you know how like when you're putting the Rift on and you're fumbling for the controllers? You put the Rift on. There are your controller. You can see them. You grab them. It's got a little augmented reality type left and right on it. You pick them up, and then you go.
What does it mean I'm not going to screw up in the way I hold them?
What are they charging for this?
No.
$399.
$400.
$399. The price of a console.
Are you out of your mind?
But seriously, $399.
But that's
minimum.
Not all.
Is it the
they
same
say
as
12.
Other?
They say 12. Yeah.
12 what?
Years. Age.
Like just to try to avoid completely destroying their brains.
I don't know if it's brains or eyesight or what the...
They don't know. That's what it is. Yeah. They just they
is
don't
that
know.
Really what it is?
Could be fucking me up.
Yeah. 40 it's plus.
Not,
oh, wait.
It's probably not, though.
Once your eyes start to decline...
I mean, if you don't...
Okay
if you don't wear it... Even if you did wear it constantly. It's like it's fixed focal point. It's not like you're looking...
Yeah. Yeah.
I am so excited. Oh, man. It's so wonderful. I just can't hide it.
Just 21 days
I'm about
away.
To lose control, and I think I like it.
The fuck am I going to do for 21 days? I have literally nothing to entertain myself
you
with at
home.
Nothing at all.
Literally zero things
nothing
at home.
Nothing at all.
Not I'm just going to have to sit and stare at the wall.
Oh, you should paint and just watch it dry.
When I was watching the F8 stream,
yeah.
Well, I tried on my phone. And it wouldn't let me do it without a Facebook app, and I deleted the Facebook app.
I did,
app.
Too.
Yeah, fuck
and so I was
shit.
Like, okay, I'll download the Facebook app. Oh, it's too big on cellular. Okay, well, then fuck. So I went, and there's one of the YouTubers, VR YouTubers.
Was streaming, yeah. It was
streaming
yeah,
them.
Restreaming it, yeah.
No, live. He was streaming it live.
Yeah, yeah.
Never mind. But Virtual Reality Oasis, he's a good friend of mine. No, he's not really. But anyway, so he's streaming it. He streams it, right? And like the... Big first part of it's boring and whatever, and then finally gets through the stuff, and then finally it's the 21st, and everybody's like,
yeah.
And so he shuts off the F8 stream, and he's like, well, here they are. I'm going to unbox them because they gave them to me like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, fuck.
And it's like, fuck you, dude. That's so frustrating.
Yeah, that announcement really did just. that announcement just landed like a big old wet fart
I know.
When he said it.
Yeah.
The crowd was just like,
The only reason
didn't
we're
want
here
to believe it to
is
be
to
true.
Hear about that, and
yeah.
you just
and you us. Just made us sit through you talking about WhatsApp,
yeah.
and Instagram,
oh.
and
I'm glad I was just sitting in my classroom hearing the dings.
Yeah, you were better off.
It was bad.
I've stopped listening to all the hype shows.
I'll usually have it on the background, but I'm not paying
yeah.
attention to it.
It's easier to just log in later or just pull up a site that aggregates like what happened.
Yeah.
Speaking of hype crap, I didn't play any games, but I did watch the episode of Game of Thrones that pissed everyone off.
Why?
This was like the big battle or something, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Too dark. Like visually.
Visually too dark.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there weren't enough CG dogs in it? Is that right?
People CGI are bitching dogs? About all sorts of crap. But
CGI dogs.
I ain't going into all that shit.
Sleep with harps.
Spoiler
and
alert.
And I watched somebody play Space Engineers, and that looks really interesting.
Oh, that was Harry Potter.
So I might end up getting Space Engineers, but I'm having trouble talking myself into it.
What the hell is Space Engineers?
It's basically you remember that EverQuest Next game where like it had the whole voxel based construction shit? Think Minecraft crossed with that, and then you're building spaceships to go up into space to do more mining, to get more stuff to build fancier spaceships to go somewhere and mine other stuff.
Right, in space.
And so it's Minecraft in space.
Or Minecraft in space, yeah.
Minecraft 2.
It looks interesting.
Early access or what?
I think it's full release right now.
Oh, really?
Maybe it, I don't know. It's like $20 on Steam.
Oh, shit. You might as well just try
it. I can't wait for...
At worst, you can play 2 hours and refund it.
No Man's Sky VR, man.
It's the thing. Like, when am I going to play it? Because I don't play anything now.
All right.
Like, all of my time
you won't be able to play it.
D&D or other shit.
Hey, you know, if we didn't do this podcast every week, you would have time to play.
But would I?
Just suggesting.
Yeah, but just wind up being a new D&D night. Like, I'd find a group to get together and
play. Nothing wrong with D&D.
Yeah, but that's my video game right now is D&D.
All right. I'm cool with that. All I know is my son's been asking me all week, when are we playing again?
Yep. What am I going to be able to play with you?
I have a solution
for
that.
Day one.
I mean, he's sitting right there.
Get a Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that
out of the way.
That will, he likes
Day
the,
one.
Yeah, I don't know.
When he comes over, I'll fire it up.
Oh, Jesus.
Rec Room Day one.
Day
free.
One.
Rec Room Day one.
We're going to wreck it up.
Yep.
What's he talking about?
Rec Room. You went in there.
Rec
Room
where you can all sit in virtual reality together with each other.
I can't wait to have my virtual dick out.
Throw popcorn at each other.
I'm going to put my virtual dick out.
No, you go on quests. You go play frisbee golf. You go.
And that's a Tuesday? I'll be working that night.
All right. Well, then Wednesday.
Well, me and Wobbly are going to have our dicks out.
Yep.
Virtually.
Can we do it 9:30?
Virtual dick.
Dude, my virtual dick is going to be 3 feet long.
Dude. Well,
I already bought the DLC.
Good thing my
DLC.
Good thing my virtual hand will be 4 feet long.
Perfect.
My virtual anus.
Good thing my virtual anus will be 4 feet deep.
Yeah. And on that
my virtual balls will be as big as that guy we can.
No, God, his balls are so big he sits on them.
Like a thunder road.
Okay, are we?
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
On that note, are we back next week again?
As far as I know.
God, yeah, we'll do we get to take a break again?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is there a hockey game that night?
I'm a hockey game.
Which night?
Tuesday? I don't remember the schedule.
So they've already played game three, right?
They'll be out by then.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Three games. So far.
So Wednesday.
Yep.
Friday.
Yep.
Friday.
Sunday.
Yep. Tuesday.
Probably Tuesday, yeah.
But if they
get
clean it up, won't matter. Go Blues.
But anyway,
we'll
be back.
Why don't
you
just bring a TV here and you just set it up?
He does. He watches on his phone.
He could just sign in on Fox Sports and we'll put it up right there.
It's not on Fox Sports.
Or NBC, whatever the hell I have to install to set it up on Roku.
Yeah, you can put Sling on there. I'll sign in and it'll work. Right.
Unless you have a cable subscription, you can't just do it. It won't stream.
Right.
Oh, we could get Sling on your Roku. It'll work.
But my cable subscription doesn't include the streaming.
Why don't you?
I went through hell and high water with these people. Like, I have this channel.
Oh, I know the pain.
Why can't I stream this? Oh, well, your package doesn't include both the channel and the streaming version.
Why don't you get Sling Blue, sucka?
Fuck, yeah, I'm so done with...
Were you here the week I talked about the hour and a half I spent on AT&T trying to get my free HBO activated?
Just to get any... Yeah, I... We should go.
We should go at Thunder. The Thunder rolls.
You're saying your package isn't big enough?
I'm ready for the controversial
it's
fifth
big enough.
Verse.
It's not.
With the circle jerk?
I'm waiting for the VR verse of Thunder rolls.
Oh, man.
This guy had 3 foot dong.
And 4 foot and.
Okay, on that note, we're out. We'll be back, I guess, next week with another exciting episode of the Flaming Zonkey Podcast.
Insert fence pun here.
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
Oh, because I could come up with one.